Anybody get a chance to watch some Olympics yet? Haven't been the most fantastic events yet, but I know Jude was really interested in the 200 and some kilometer road race that they were doing, which was on forever yesterday morning. Olympic athletes, I watched the Parade of Nations, and you can just see how ready those people were, can't you? You can see that years of training just bears itself on their bodies, because they have gone through years of training, honing their bodies for what many of them is probably a 1 minute event at best. Some of them really short, some of them much longer. They've been eating the best foods, they've been getting the best sleep. Science has been a big part of their getting ready, their discipline for getting ready, and it all leads to this point, this time in the Olympics, every 4 years for the Summer Olympics, where, say, a runner will be at the starting blocks. They'll hear, "Runners, to your marks, runners, set," and then go. And it all has led to that time. They are making themselves ready for what is coming. And today's passage in our gospel is very much about being ready. In ways, like an athlete, I suppose. In verse 35 of Luke chapter 12, Jesus tells his disciples, "Be dressed for action. Have your lamps lit." He tells them to be ready. And his statement here is, it sounds like two different things. It's two things at one time. Imagine, say, like Noah wearing his robe. Say you're wearing a toga in Jesus' times. To be ready for action was to take your robe up from the middle, grab it up, and tuck it into your belt so that it was like pants, almost like wearing a diaper, actually, is probably what it looked like. So I won't make Noah do it. But you'd be ready so that you could run, so that robe wouldn't get in your way. You were ready for action. It was also the way a servant would get ready. Jesus, his language here is like that of a servant getting ready, like getting their uniform on, making sure that they are waiting for their master to return. Jesus tells them, be ready. Be ready to go where you need to go. Be ready to serve your master when he arrives. And it doesn't matter when he arrives, be ready. At all times. But what happens if we're not ready? What might cause a person not to be ready? This passage, as I said, comes on the heels comes after a passage that Jesus talks about possessions. We heard that passage last week. And then what Jesus does is after that passage, he talks to his disciples and he explains further what it means. And he's talking about possessions. And we see that at the beginning of this passage from chapter 12. "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give alms, make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near and no moth destroys." And then we hear that passage that we are very familiar with, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Prior to this, Christ talks a lot about anxiety. He talks about worry. Because even though we have been claimed by Him, there are still things in this world that our lives need, right? We still need, on a daily basis, we need food. We need water. You can throw shelter into that mix. We also need companionship. We need to pay our bills. We need to provide for family members, young and old. And all these things can cause worry in our hearts. They can cause anxiety as we wonder how these things are going to be fulfilled. And Jesus knows this. And so he talks to his disciples about it. Because he knows that these are things that can cause a person to get caught up in the world, to lose one's faith or to have doubt in the Lord and the Lord's provision, and to look then to what you have to do for your provision. Because these are things that will make a person not ready. Not ready to go when the Master calls you to go. Not ready to welcome the Master when the Master hopefully someday will return. We're not ready to greet the Lord when death comes knocking. Pursuit of these things can cause anxiety and worry. They can cause one to be distracted from loving God and loving neighbor. They dull the readiness of being a disciple to Jesus. So Jesus tells them, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions, give alms, make purses for yourselves that do not wear out. An unfailing treasure in heaven where no thief comes near, no moth destroys. This passage is about faith. And it's about whether we have faith in the Lord or faith in ourselves. Because faith in the Lord sees that all we have is given to us by God. Our life, our salvation, and all that we have within our possession is given to us by God. Now, primary in that, of course, is the very life that we live and the life that we live as baptized people in the Lord, as people who are saved by God. And so it is God's good pleasure to give you these things, God who is your provider. Before anything else that you have been given life. Through the cross, when we could not of our own accord have anything, God in Jesus Christ died for you. And if God does that, how much more will He give to those who have need? God provides then for our earthly needs, and not only for our earthly needs, but also for our heavenly needs. Those things which the thief and moth cannot destroy. Now, I don't know about you, but there's nothing I have in my possession that will last until the end of days, except for what God gave me in baptism. His promise that you, Sean, you, Noah, you, Tad, are mine. That promise that He has claimed you as His own, that is something a thief cannot take. It is something a moth cannot destroy. The Lord has also given us the great possession of His body and blood, where we hear, you are forgiven. These things are for you. You are forgiven. The other thing that I have that I know will not wear away is the Lord's very life-giving word. No thief can take that. No moth can destroy such a thing because they are eternal. And they are the promises of God. God gives us these things which no thief can steal and no moth can destroy. And if He gives us this, He will certainly provide for those things that we need to endure to that time when the Master does call us home or when the Master does return. Our food, our water, our shelter, our companionship, the means to pay those bills. It is God's good pleasure to give us these things, to relieve us of anxiety, to relieve us of worry, to set us with faith in Him. The Lord your God is your gracious master and provider, both of your earthly needs and your heavenly needs. Blessed are those who have faith in him for when he returns or calls you home. Because then, as Christ says in our gospel, he will serve you. He will welcome you, and he will set the table for you, and the master will serve you, even as he serves us today at the table. Let us pray. O gracious Lord, we give you thanks for all that you have given us, for we know that our life, our salvation, our forgiveness, all that we have in our possession, earthly and heavenly needs, are yours. We ask God that you would give us the faith to trust that you will see us through all things, and that in that faith that we would then be ready for when you do call us. For you are our master. And we ask God now that you would serve us here at your table with the nourishment of life, the promise of your forgiveness. We pray this in your name. Amen. I'll ask